This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Craig Cole. He's the executive director of Five Talents International, which is affiliated with the Anglican Church. Five Talents International has been around for a little more than a decade and really puts into good use the old adage, give me a fish, I'll eat for a day. Teach me to fish, you'll eat for a lifetime. This is not just an aid program, but really a way of helping poor, struggling, poverty-stricken nations figure out how to build up their own society from the ground up without having to rely long-term on international aid. And Craig, thanks so much for being with us in studio.
It's a privilege to be here.
As I mentioned, this has been around since the late 1990s. Explain how this idea of the microcredit and really helping these impoverished societies who really haven't known much about how entrepreneurship and so forth works, figure it out and build on their own.
What I first want to say is that one of the things we want to accomplish is to eliminate poverty by 2035. This generation can actually eliminate extreme poverty. And one of the ways that we can do that is through microcredit. And that's what Five Talents has been doing for 12 years now, helping 65,000 people in 11 countries, giving out 120,000 loans. And what we're trying to do is to build up the capacity of the poor that we work with. And those are making a dollar a day. So when I say extreme poverty, I mean those making less than a dollar a day in places like Sudan or Burundi or India after the tsunami. We bring people together in groups. They loan maybe $50 to a woman like Joy in Uganda who started a brickmaking business. It was a $160 loan. She was able to literally make money out of mud, taking those bricks, making them for houses to be sold to, and then over a year period, she sold enough to return that $160 four times over. In three more years, she had three more businesses and 13 employees. So that's the magic of microcredit and the small loan, the big impact, that she now has enough profit, if you will, to put food on the table for her children and 13 employees to do the same thing, all for $160 when you start out. And it's really unleashing the talents of Joy and others like her so that they have the skills their own way, not to be dependent on outside forces.
Now talk about where else this has already taken place over the past decade or so. And is this sort of like a venture capitalist idea where you see folks who have ideas and you see a good idea blooming in a place where it desperately needs it? Or do you kind of try to also use it to educate folks and put them in a position to be recipients?
Actually, part of what we do at Five Talents is to provide both the microcredit and the business training. So how can we help people learn how to do business at the same time they're taking out loans? So a lot of business planning. What does it look like to market your products and those kinds of things? So there's that capacity building as well. We've actually worked in 22 countries total since we've started, either providing some training or some loan programs, including Burundi, Tanzania, Sudan, which I'll get to in a minute, Kenya, Peru, the Philippines, India, and Indonesia, really trying to find the poorest people we can work with. It is kind of like venture capital in the sense that the partners that we work with overseas are looking for the entrepreneurs that can handle a $100 loan or a $50 loan to invest in a business like Nancy in Peru, who started selling oranges out of a vendor stand, you know, just like you would see in New York City on this selling hot dogs. This is what Nancy's doing on the streets of Huancavelica, high in the mountains of Peru, 85% illiteracy rate. So this is really places where we can help take that $50 and make a big difference.
Judging by your math, you're hoping that extreme poverty can be wiped off the map in less than a quarter of a century. What's the key to ramping this up to the point where you think that can be achievable?
Well, I think we have to set that as a goal, you know, get that message out there that as a generation, especially the younger generation now coming up around and coming up, it's a global village really in a lot of ways through social networking. So how do you get that message out that it can happen? Over the last 20 years, you've seen the rates of people making under a dollar a day drop from 52% to 21%. You've seen in the last 6 years, for instance, the deaths from measles for children have dropped 71% in just 6 years. So you see trending going down and people really being helped over a period of time. And so we just got to continue that momentum. Over the last 25 years, we've seen tremendous growth, if you will, of people being empowered. And I think it's getting that message across, but also using tools like business to be able to help the poor.
In a lot of these countries, of course, they're used to strongman dictatorial governments. How difficult is it for them to grasp some of these concepts that really haven't been made known to them?
The big governments, we're not worried about them. They'll do what they need to do. What we want to do is work with the grassroots people, work with the local communities. In fact, in Sudan, for instance, just to tell you a story, if your listeners may know that in July 9th, independence came to the new South Sudan, a brand new country. They have 50 miles of roads in the size of Texas. You know, that's what you're talking about right now. But what they have also is entrepreneurial spirit. They want to be a new nation. But they have 85% illiteracy rate. They've got very little. Many people haven't read a book in years because of the civil war that they've been through. So how do you take business development and help people like in a place called WOW, W-A-U, where we started a community bank years ago, a couple of years ago. There was about 200 people in this bank, $4,000 of portfolio. A rival clan came in and burned down the village. But the bank was left standing. The reason for that was the local community had members, the local clan that came in and burned down the village had money in that bank. For the next year, they got together, the church leaders, the government leaders got together and talked about how they could be productive and not destructive. And they renamed the bank, called it Amat Wat, which means uniting communities. And when I was there last year, they had 9 different ethnic clans on the board of directors of this bank. 600 members, $14,000 to $15,000 worth of loan portfolio.
How important do you think this concept is at a time when the Western world, and I guess the United States in particular, is really in such a financial pinch right now that our aid is not really necessarily as much of a given as it probably once was?
I think that's where the compassionate people of the United States and the West really come to the forefront, because really it's going to be a problem. I mean, it has kind of said, okay, maybe it's a setback for us moving forward to eliminate poverty, but we've got to remain vigilant that we keep at this. It's really $50, it's $10 a month. It's those kinds of things that can go into these kind of businesses and build those. So it's not a lot of money when you're talking about people giving their hard-earned dollars overseas. That goes a lot farther and can really build up the capacity of the people. And so I think we're trying to say to people, look, don't forget that there's a lot of people who are hungry. God loves them. You know, Five Talents is a faith-based organization. We want them to know that God loves them. God is right beside them, and we want that message to be given, because that they can unleash their own talents.
We're talking with Craig Cole of Five Talents International. And exit question, you mentioned the spiritual dimension of this, Craig. And I know that based on the list in your materials and the list you gave of the countries you're in, it really is spread around the world. Africa, of course, is a place where several of these operations are happening. It's also perhaps the scene of the greatest explosion of Christian growth in terms of spreading the gospel message. How much of a lack of a coincidence is there between the two?
Well, I think what you're seeing is this really great explosion of Christianity, and one of the things the church wants to do is become sustainable on its own. They're relying also on missionaries coming over for, you know, hundreds of years. They're relying on our churches now to give them things and hand things out, but really what they need to support that growth is their own capital, if you will, their own human capital, their own social capital, their own spiritual capital, and what we need to do is come alongside those churches, build their capacity. And that's one way to do it, through businesses. If there's churches that have people in business in their community, they're going to tithe back to the church. They're going to be able to build that church up. And that's what we're trying to do at Five Talents. And if you want to know more, you can go to www.fivetalents.org. That's all spelled out. You can go on there. We're doing a matching grant right now for a program in Sudan. So anyone listening right now, your dollar for dollar can be matched. We're looking for $15,000 in the next couple of weeks, and so somebody could stroke that check tomorrow, I'd be really happy. But you could do $1,000, get 15 people to do that, or $10 a month can help one person over a year's time. So it's really that small loan that can make a big impact and to eliminate poverty over the next 25 to 30 years.
Well, Craig, it's fascinating to watch compassion and entrepreneurship in its very most basic forms. Thanks so much for your time today. Very interesting.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Craig Cole's Executive Director of Five Talents International. You can find them at fivetalents.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.